A couple of nights ago, Mary Lou and I were talking over supper. And the reality of my age came up. And, you know, sometimes I really don't like to face reality. But the reality is, there's no way of stopping time until you step into eternity. So as long as we're on earth, we're bound by it. In our conversation, we pondered for a few minutes, how in the world did we, or more specifically, I, get to be this age? You see, it wasn't that long ago. It really was not that long ago. We were most of your ages. We had little kids and very busy lives. We went to sports events and school plays and dentist appointments and all that stuff. And it seemed like we could run on very little sleep and get everything done. You guys know where I'm at, some of you, you know? And I remember, doesn't that sound like an old guy? I remember someone would ask about the age of our kids, and when we told them, they would say, "Wow, you don't look old enough to have kids that age." Nobody ever says that to me anymore. If you want to make my day, say that to me on the way out of here. No, don't. I know you don't mean it. But the point I'm trying to make is this. We're on the brink of another new year. Time has a way of moving rapidly. And there's not much we can do about it. So when we're faced with that as a reality and as a question, what do we do with the time that God has given us? What do we do with it? You see, I think it's really important that we not get stuck in the past and somehow hold it in high esteem. But at the same time, we need to remember the past because it should give us hope. It should give us confidence. And it should give us a direction for the future. It really should. I firmly believe that God has an incredible purpose for our church. I believe that with all that I am standing here. I believe that. And we need to remember the past and the things that he has brought us through, because this same sovereign God is going to continue to lead us if we're willing to follow him. Amen? He is. The challenge we all face as humans is sometimes memory leaks. You know that? Anybody have a leaky memory? Yeah. So reminders are good. There's an interesting passage that brings this to the forefront. In Deuteronomy, the children of Israel had left Egypt in the dust. And they had trekked through the wilderness as God was preparing them to enter into the land of promise. Moses was now an old man. He was tired. Like, he was a really old man. He only started when he was 80. And then things went, you know, and God had told him that he wasn't going to be permitted to move or to set foot in the land that God had promised the Israelites. His days of leading the nation were coming to a close. And he wanted to prepare them as they moved forward. They had been through so much, and they had seen God at work in so many ways. You would think that moving forward would be a no-brainer, but it wasn't. It was a challenge. Sometimes humans need a reminder. And that's what this passage is really about. So here it is. In Deuteronomy 8, and I'm only going to read three verses, we read, "Be careful how you follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that the man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way." Remember those things that have taken place. Not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done. Remember. Wherever we sit, set foot, us, God has already been there. Do you know that? Stop and think about that. He calls us to places that he has already been because he goes before us and prepares the way. He's leading. He's not pushing. He's leading. And this is who this sovereign God is. He goes before us even as he went before those ancient Israelites. He's the one who leads this church. I'm privileged to be the pastor. But it is the Holy Spirit of God that is the leader here. And he's the one that calls us into a future. He's the one in charge, not me. And I'm reminded of what Jesus said to the disciples just before he ascended back to the Father in Acts 1:8. He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now consider this. The Holy Spirit leads, right? Did I hear an amen or right on or yeah? Okay. The Holy Spirit, thank you. The Holy Spirit leads. He's the one that goes before us. He prepares hearts in the communities where we are called. He prepares hearts in nations. He is there. He is loosening the soil, if you will, for us to go, for us to be a witness for him. But we don't go and we don't do this on our own, because God is there and he has been there and he is working in people's lives. "You will be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. You will be my witness wherever he calls us here." Because he is active, he is sovereign, and he is moving. It's God who goes before us. He says, he humbled you, causing you to hunger. You see, this dovetails with this, causing you to hunger. I think one of the greatest dangers we face as a church is being comfortable. It really is. Being content. You see, it's really hard to move forward if you're satisfied. Reasonable? We can't be satisfied with where we are, because God has greater and more stimulating and bigger challenges for us. You know, if we don't have challenges, if we don't have a movement forward, we might as well just close the box on ourselves. God is so much more. And we will never realize it if we're not hungry. And that in that hunger, we need to recognize that he's the provider. He's the one that satisfies, not me, not any of us. He's the one who equips. He's the one that moves us forward by faith when we trust him. So trust is a key component to all of this. Can I trust God? Well, wait a minute. Let me think about the past. What did he do in the past? Remember. Remember. As we stand on the close of 2018, what are the things that we need to remember? What are the things that we need to be reminded of? The things that God has done in our midst and blessed us with that helps us to realize that as we move by faith, we can fully expect him to continue and to continually be out in front of us. Now, as I was preparing this list, to be honest with you, I was sitting in my office in my basement, and I was going through my just in my head what it was. So I may very well have missed some things, but I just want to remind you, and if I have missed some things, say, wait a minute, Glenn, you forgot. And I apologize, but that's just kind of sometimes I can't remember Curtis's name. But anyway, that's not true. But it's... Okay. He offers us a personal relationship with himself. And several have discovered that he is more than an opportunity to come together once a week, more than a religious exercise, more than a fellowship. He wants to know us intimately and that we will know him intimately. He offers us the ability to grow in him. Not in ritual, not in religion, but as A.W. Tozer wrote, in a knowledge of the holy, the holiness of God, intimate knowledge. And this is one of the things that we can take to the bank. He has done this in the past. And you know something? This same God is calling us into even a deeper relationship with himself. In the past, we've seen him answer prayer. There have been times when we have needed to witness a miracle, and we have witnessed them. He heals, and the glory is his. Bob scared me. He really did. When I went to visit him in the hospital, and I am so grateful that God has touched him. He's used doctors. He's used whatever means. But I am so grateful that he's here with us today. I really am. Same with Albert. You know, you scare me sometimes, Albert. More ways than one. but God is a miracle answering God. This is who our God is. Can I expect him to do this in the future? Absolutely. Absolutely. Not so dissimilar from the ancient Israelites. We have walked over this last year, a couple of years, we've walked through some places of deep water. God showed up when we needed him. Sometimes he didn't answer exactly the way we expected, but you know something? He was always there to sustain us and to hold us and to carry us through. He continues to use the right people in the right place at the right time. In Sunday school, in midweek Bible studies, and in prayer. He's there. He leads our young people on mission opportunities, in Awana, in soccer clubs, Friday night youth events. And what was that thing where all the crafts and stuff was going on? I can't remember the name of it. You were leading it. Is that what it was? The Easter Carnival? And they were making all kinds of stuff. And I really messed up a lot of it that I was trying to help the kids. Anyway, but he was there in those opportunities. He has been present with us during our worship times here. He blesses us with opportunities that reach into our community. And the clothing bonanza was so successful this year that Alma decided we need to do it again, and we had a second clothing bonanza just for adults and blessed about 60 adults to come and just know that God is good. Come alive. An opportunity to present the gospel to people that desperately need to hear it, some of whom we will never see darken the door of a church. Thank you. Thank you to everybody involved with that Come Alive. Our church leads the way in bringing the Mangala family to Peace River, a family that we have never met. God's opening doors for us. And you know, as he opens those doors, doesn't that sound a lot like something Jesus would do? Really? It is. And all the while this is going on, we have a desire to expand our facility. And who are we expanding it for? It's for people that we don't know. It's people who some are hostile to the core things that we believe in. For those out there. And why do we do it? Why? Is it for our comfort? I hope not. I really hope not. I believe we are doing it because we know, without a shadow of a doubt, eternity is real and they are lost if they don't know Christ. That's why we're doing it. Has God blessed us? Has he moved in the past? Have we seen his presence? Yes. And can we expect him to move us forward in the future? Yes, we can. Reminders of what God has done this past year. We can't settle there. We cannot settle there. I believe that we need to hunger for more. The past serves to launch us into even greater things in the future. That's what the past is about. So how are we going to bless those around us? And secondly, how is God going to bless us as we embrace those opportunities? I think it's important to be continually looking for those opportunities. What's he opening up for us? What are those things that God is saying that's kind of just nudging us towards? You know, memory is one of the greatest gifts that we have. It can serve to inspire. It can serve to underscore this God that we believe in has brought us thus far, but he's not finished with us yet. And so very often, God stirs in our hearts. Have you ever had that stirring in your heart and there was just this pullback, this hesitation? And so often, we will sometimes, you have this idea and it sounds too crazy to be real and you just kind of bury it. Oh, if I tell anybody that, they're going to think I'm nuts. You know, everything that we do, stop and think about this. Wherever we are today, whatever has been created in and around us began with an idea. And hopefully it was an idea inspired by the Holy Spirit. And in some cases, it sounded nuts when you first presented it. Did you know that God works in the impossible? He does. If whatever we do is dependent on our abilities and resources, there isn't much need of faith or reliance on him. There isn't much need of trust. Is there? Because, hey, man, I got this covered. No. No, we need to launch out by faith, believing that the same God who is in the past is in the future. And he's moving us forward. What is the impossible thing? What is the ridiculous thing? What is the thing that if I dream, it will only happen if God shows up? Could it be expanding? Because there are people that need to know Jesus? Could it be that we need to move beyond our abilities and our resources and remember what he has done in the past? You see, if you want to make one note, write this down. The past is our reservoir of experience for the future. The past holds the key to the future. And God wants to do so much more. Look at the verse again. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you could keep his commands. You see, humility moves in the opposite direction of pride. Humility says, I can't apart from God. And when we move in dependence on him, the inner workings of our heart is revealed. It can be shaky at first. I have to admit, it can be shaky at first. But this is where we learn to grow and we learn to trust. And when we take our hands off and say, okay, God, it's yours, and I don't know how to do this on my own, God says, let me show you. And he does. We don't live by bread alone, but by the words of God. And as we move forward into the future, God will continue to work. Let's pause and remember where we've come from and believe that he is going to lead us, that he's out in front of us, and that he's going to do immeasurably more than we can ever imagine. I'm excited. I am stoked about what God is going to do. Let's not rely on ourselves, but rely on him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much that we are not limited by what we can do, but Father, that we're empowered by what you can do. Lord, help us to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've called us to do so much more. Father, we give ourselves to you. And Lord, the calendar is only a number in terms of eternity. It doesn't count for much. But Lord, it is a place where we can pause and say, you've done so much. Thank you. Father, launch us to places that are impossible without you. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.